Hey, traders and investors out there, thanks for joining me once again. It's Trade Doc on Thoughts and Trading. The segment's called Eye on the Market, where I go over the broad 32 ETFs and ETNs that are liquid, looking for option trades, etc. So today is October 26, 2019. It's a Saturday, 9:40 p.m. So I had a long day. And just looking over the charts, going to start looking at them. This week, play some trades in EWC, some neutral ones. And they had a good pop on Friday. So the markets were pretty bullish this week, towards the end of the week, and it was expected. It's pretty volatile, but volatility was continued to drop. So, aside from that, some FXI trades, positive delta is coming in. Some EEM trades, that's coming in, so gonna be probably adding more on there. And now that oil has gone bullish and going towards the 57.50 again, I actually created a watch list called Oil Trading. It's got the triple leverage ETFs, and it also has oil explorer ETFs like XOP, DRIP, GUSH, DWT, UWT, and I was looking at oil U for option trades, so I'm not gonna look for a bulky position in oil, since I used to trade oil a lot. Aside that is the bump into cryptos since last week to this week. Had a pretty good gain. Now I'm watching it. Looks like there's some profit taken. So, but being Bitcoin hasn't gone above 10,000. It's at 9,100. So it's come down a little bit since it had that bump about a couple of days ago. Now it's just getting sold off. So it went up as much as 9,300. I was expecting it to at least go to 8,800. So picked up some shares when I had that dive to 7,400. That was like short-lived. So, of course, I never buy as much as I should have, because right after that it went up to 9,000. But sold some. Now, waiting to reload, waiting for a high or low. So that's with the crypto market. So without further ado, let's get into it. Broad 32. Eye on the market. And first up, we got USO. And USO was up almost 1%, trading at 11.83. Like I said, translated to the futures, that's 56.63. And like I said, I'd like that to get up, and probably it will test above closer to the $60 mark for oil, where I like to get short at the 57.50 and just hold on to that negative delta for a while. Next is XOP, and XOP was up 2% on Friday, so it looked like the oil services and oil explorers have found a short-term bottom at the 2025 mark, 2030 mark, around the 2050. So we'll see how bullish it gets in order to break this bearishness. It's really got to make it up to 26. Right now it's trading at 21.84. Next is OIH, and that's the oil services. They're up 1%. So this one has a little bit more to ride up. It could make it to 13 and 14. Right now it's trading at 11.77. I just kind of don't want to get caught long oil, though it would be good to have a semi-small positive delta position in the oil sectors. Next is UNG. That's natural gas, and it looks like it's making. This could be a supportive structure, but if it breaks below 19, then it's just going to be bearish. So right now, it's at the make it or break it mark. It could flow here for a while, but if it breaks 19 and stays there for more than 2 days, then it's just going to get bearish. The implied volatility is pretty high, so it's pretty good to sell premium right now. The moving averages are barely turning up, but right now they're completely flashing bearish for UNG, trading at 19.48. If it falls below 19, it's going to get more bearish, but it's got to make it above 20, 30 to create that leg back up to 22. Next is XLE, and they're up 0.8% on Friday and just bouncing off the bottom for the last couple weeks. So we can see this find hit resistance at 62. Right now it's trading at 59.50. Next is XLU. XLU looks like it's gonna have a retest. So it's bounced off the highs a couple times. It's just bounced off again on Friday. The highs is at 65. It could come back to 63.20, even 62. So, and I have a feeling it might come back down to below 62, especially if the markets get really bullish. Next is XLI, and XLI looks like it's about to break out. I trade this anywhere above 77. Right now it's trading at 78.60. So the industrial sector might come down to retest the 76, but definitely looking really bullish. Next is XLB, and XLB is the material sector. That also looks like it's ready to break out. So it looks good for the market as far as bullishness. So there could be a lot of peeps on the sideline that I just wanted to get in. So XLB might be trading at its next level up to the 60. Right now it's at 58.26. Next is XME, and I am bullish XME. No big position in XME, but they're up 1.25% on Friday, so they've been steadily moving up, creating this wedge. And I think this is, if it continues up, it might continue up for a while to come back and retest the 30s and 31s. Right now, it's trading at 26.77. Next is MJ. MJ, I actually managed to put some positions on October 11th, and it's been moving up from there, so hopefully that was the bottom. But they're trading at 20.50, which had made a pretty good gain since the $18 mark. So you can see, we'll see if it continues up. Even if it comes to retest 19.40, we'll be all right. Hopefully it stays above 19.40. Next is XBI, and that's the biotech sector. They were up 1.5% on Friday, and this looks like, in the structure, like XBI is using the 77.50 as support. Right now it's trading at 81.35, so we can probably see this move back up to the 90s and 95. So XBI has a good chance to make its move. See how liquid those XBI is, usually pretty liquid. And I haven't traded in a while. And yeah, I'm going to start trading XBI again just because it's liquid. And I like it now that it's actually finished doing its thing. Volatility is pretty low. Some positive delta into the 90s. Right now it's trading at 81.35. Next is XLV, and that's the healthcare sector. Healthcare sector is kind of at the top of the range, moving almost unchanged on Friday. But like I said, that's the top of the range. Now the all-time highs has been 94.60. Right now it's trading at 92. So we got to really check out what companies are getting sued and are going to lose money and make sure they're not in the sectors that we're trading. And XLV could be a little bit of mix of the pharmaceutical companies that are probably going to be losing money in the next coming months. So just precaution, or it could be in the biotech sector, depending what company it is. Right now, XLV is looking bullish, trading at 92.06. Next is the retail sector. Retail sector looks like it's about to break out. They were up 1% on Friday. You know, didn't make any trades in the retail sector. And it is pretty liquid. But we'll get there. Looking bullish. Next is XLP, and that's Consumer Staples. And they're at the top of the range, trading at 61.09. The all-time high is 61.94. I can see this hovering here for a while. I used to trade this short. I haven't traded this short. Been waiting for the big one, but it hasn't happened. So, Consumer Staples looks good for the market. Stable. Next is Consumer Discretionary. This one's a little bit more volatile, but yet it's got an upward slope. They were down 0.1% on Friday, trading at 121.06. Still looking bullish. Next is SMH, and SMH is breaking out of its structure, so this could probably have a good run. They were up 2% on Friday, trading at 127.03. Next is IYR, and that's real estate. Real estate finished touching its all-time highs of 96. So that was the breakout test. Now it's coming back down to the top of the range of 94. Right now it's trading at 94. So if it touches, I can probably see a retracement in IYR. And sometimes they're deep retracements. Let's see what kind of three and a half percent. So that's not really scary. So from here, 3.5%. Could bring the price back down to 91. So, putting a tentative target. Of 91 that it could retrace to, and if it did retrace to and bounced off of 91, then it'd still be bullish, and that's the real estate sector. Next is XLF, and that's those are financials. They're up 0.5% on Friday. They look like they're right about to break out, so I can probably see this a continuation of the breakout, maybe into like the 29.20s, 29.40s. And then another retest of the 29s. But financials looking good. Markets looking pretty strong. Next is TLT. Those are the bonds. They were down 0.5% on Friday, trading at 138.50. And I'm kind of neutral in this, but I probably like to see this go above like 140.50. Next is GLD. It's gold. Gold is trading at 1,507. They were up 0.25% on Friday, and this has just been a steady, slow decline. Pretty neutral. Volatility is just turning up. Not much going on in gold. Next is GDX. GDX looks like it's more of a breakout coming on. So this could go up to retest the 30s. And now it's trading at 27.74. So if not, I'm kind of have a more of a bearish bias on GDX, but it did break structure on Friday pretty good, which could mean a short-term reversal most of the time. So, and it's liquid, so I'd like to put some trades on there as well. I'd have a neutral position between 30 and 26 or 27. Next is the SPY. SPY is just almost at all-time high, trading at 301.60. All-time highs was 302.68. So there it is. Back again. S&P translated to the ES, that's at 3,019. So well above its all-time highs. Next is another one that hit the all-time highs on Friday. That was the QQQ. They were up almost 1% on Friday, trading at 195.64. The all-time high was 195.90. Translated to the NASDAQ. That's at 8,036. Next is IWM. And I have positions in there. Hopefully they didn't surpass my target. IWM. No, they're still within my range. IWM is trading at an even 155. They still haven't hit all-time highs, so I'm a more bullish on IWM than the NASDAQ because it's just been lagging for a while. And I'd like to see this move up, get some reclaim. Volatility is pretty low, so like to trade above 152. Next is UVXY, and they hit the all-time low of 1955. Translated to the VIX, that is 1980. So volatility has been getting crushed. So that could mean a more downward spiral for volatility as the market moves up, or it could be a good spike if the market surprisingly take a turn for the worse. Next is FXI, and that's the Chinese large caps, and their structure, it's made of pretty good reversal structure. It's holding on to the levels it needs to. Volatility's is low, so this can continue to remain bullish, and it's actually trading above my targets. Next is INDA, and that's India. They were up 0.8%. They've been going up, so I see this spiking up pretty high and haven't been in it because haven't really found a good way to trade India. I don't know if I should switch it to EPI. I just want something liquid. So still looking for the right way to trade India. And I've been using INDA and the options in there, but they're very liquid. So be careful. Next is RSX, and I haven't traded this, but surprisingly RSX is more liquid than India. And they're about to break out again. They are screaming bullish. They're up 1%. It's at 24.11. All-time high was 24.64. And that's a Russia ETF. Next is EFA, and that's the Eurozone. Eurozone just broke its all-time highs on Thursday. And Friday, they were up 0.1%. So this could be a retracement. Could be hovering above to trade its new levels. I believe it's just going to be an influx, a rise in price, and the sharp declines. But then continuation to rise. Next is EEM. And EEM is was up 0.75% on Friday, trading at 42.70. They look like they are going to continue to move up and maybe retest the low. Next is EWW. That's Mexico. They're pretty much unchanged on Friday. Well above the trading zone. Looks like they found 43.50 as support. So looking for some retracements to happen this week and a continuation of the bullish moves. And last but not least is EWZ. And EWZ is trading at 44.67. They actually didn't manage to get to the 45 level, so I did place some trades at the 45 level, but long out. Short term, I have some negative delta because I can see this return back to like the 43.50s, 44 area just for a little short while before it continues to move up. But right now, since it's broke structure like a lot of markets have, EWZ look at like it's ahead of everything else. And since EWZ's all-time high is 47.50, right now it's trading at 44.67. I would definitely keep a target of 48 out like months, like next year, into the 20, in like the summers of the 2020s. What do we got for EWZ options? Always look at the volatility is low. IV is low. So it's worth buying some call verticals. Say do it for low volatility March. The end of March 2020. And I said I wanted to get the 45s. It's trading at 44.60. So say we buy the 45, if we sell the 45 calls, and we buy the 44 calls. So we're going to buy. It's going to cost us 64. The profit is 36, which is giving us a lot of time. I don't like the odds. Say we keep it that way. And we sell the 46s. The risk reward's not there. So I'm not sure how wide. I gotta make it to make it fit my criteria. If it's three wide, I'm risking 176 to get 124. Well, anyways, that's kind of like the idea. Say LA made a butterfly out of it instead. They bought the butterfly. Buying the 48s and the 43s and selling the 46s. That's better, way better. But it could just fly through there. So here I'm risking 77 for a max of 220 divided by 4, because I'm only going to take 40%, 25% of max profit. That gives us 55, which is almost 100% increase. But we'd have to wait until probably February to see any type of theta decay. Anyways, thanks for joining me. Good luck trading this week. Keep your eye on the cryptos. I'm long. I think the higher low, I'm kind of been watching it since I've been doing the show. And decided to go back on the Coinbase Pro and see what I had and make a couple more trades. I was all into cryptos, wasn't into cash. And surprise, surprise, I didn't even know that that they had an airdrop or whatever with a Bitcoin SV. So that was pretty cool. So hopefully these cryptos take off. And our trading does as well. Till next week, good luck trading. Peace.